All right, we're recording, and Polly's on my lap, and it's a good day to have a session. May 17th in the year of somebody, 2017.
Okay.
I'm ready.
I'll talk
Yes, you will.
to you later. Okay. Good morning.
When somebody loves you, it's no good unless you love you all the way. Yeah, amen. Hey, good looking. What you got to cook in? Yeah, I feel pretty good. Okay, here's where we're gonna start. My sister Susie has a question. I sent her an excerpt of my session from last time we spoke from 426 on desire and knowing, which I'll get to in a minute because I knew I should re-listen to that session, but I didn't until just a couple of days ago. Glad I did. Anyway, I sent it, the snippet, to Susie, and Susie wrote me back and said, "This is fucking amazing." I went, "Good. I'm glad you like it." And then she wrote me the next day and she said, Susie wanted to ask you, how does one break loose those familiar concentrations and rest in their being? You've answered this question a few times to different people. This is Susie. And I thought, cool, I'll ask.
You do it in steps, first of all. It is a matter of, in a manner of speaking, retraining your attention. And how you do that is you begin engaging steps one at a time without discounting yourself. If you don't do it perfect from the beginning, or if you forget, at times for some individuals it is helpful to give themselves reminders using notes or alarms on your devices. What you do is you begin paying attention to your body and your thinking. How many times within the day is your thinking rambling, projecting, and projecting into anything? The next hour, not merely next year. Tomorrow, the next day, the next week, the next month, 2 hours from now. You begin noticing when you are projecting your attention or when you are repeat thinking about what you didn't do or what you are supposed to do or what happened yesterday or a conversation you had with another individual 2 days ago that you continue to repeat think about. You begin noticing that, and you pay attention to your body. Whenever you are repeat thinking or projecting, your body begins to tense. The first step is the noticing step. Therefore, the first step is incorporate perhaps 2 days in which you are not attempting to change anything yet. You are only noticing how many times a day you move your thinking in those directions and how your body tenses. Then, after you have an example of how often you do this and how consistently your body is tensing, then you begin the next step, which is not addressing to yet, but in a manner of speaking, treating the symptoms. The symptoms are your body tensing, placing pressure on yourself, generating anxiety. The other symptom is thinking and feeling. Thinking, projecting forward or backward, and expectations, which are the I have to, I should, I shouldn't, all of those that you do every day, multiple times a day. In that, you begin relearning how to breathe, which does not mean deep breaths and slow inhales and exhales. It means you relearn how to breathe naturally. You breathe evenly and from your diaphragm, not shallow, from your chest. You breathe in an even, natural manner, which, when you are accustomed to pressuring yourself, you forget how to breathe naturally. It is astounding how much of a difference breathing generates with the body consciousness. Let me remind you, it is very difficult for the body consciousness to maintain two directions at once. Therefore, it is very difficult for the body to maintain tension or anxiety and breathe naturally. Because breathing naturally automatically relaxes the body. These expressions of tension and anxiety require the body to tense. It has a very difficult action of maintaining both those actions at the same time. Now, in relation to the thinking and feeling, this becomes literally a vicious circle. Your repeat thinking triggers then feelings. Then feelings are any feelings that are not associated with what is occurring now in this moment. A then feeling can be from 5 minutes ago that you are repeating. Thinking triggers then feelings. Then feelings grow. They last, they grow, they continue, and they repeat. Now feelings don't. Now feelings stop or change as soon as your attention moves. Immediately. Now feelings do not linger. They do not continue. They are not growing. They don't maintain. They always stop or change immediately as soon as you move your attention. If she requires proof of that, generate any feeling. It matters not what it is. It could be extremely intense. It could be extreme sadness, extreme irritation or anger. It could be elation. It matters not what the feeling is or how strong it is. If a siren sounds, your thinking, your sight, your hearing immediately turns to that sound, and the feeling stops. Even if you are laughing or crying in a hysterical manner, if something startles you, you will immediately stop. Even crying, it will stop. Because now feelings don't linger. They change. Now, it is a matter of breathing to relearn how to relax yourself and stopping the repeat thinking and feeling. How you do that, there are several different actions that you can engage. One, pause for a moment and use your thinking to think about time. What day is it? What time is it? What time of year is it? What time of the week is it? It does not matter if you objectively are not connecting that to a memory.
Oh.
The factor that you are stopping and you are noticing time reminds the body that what you are thinking and feeling is not now. The body does not distinguish time unless you tell it to. Therefore, it will generate thinking and feeling that is not now because it does not distinguish between now and then or tomorrow. In this, when you begin to notice time, generally the reason that you are expressing an anxiety is that it is associated with some memory that does involve time. Your body is responding to the same time and it is generating those feelings and thinking, even if your repeat thinking is about 5 minutes ago.
Right.
Because the factor that you may be thinking and feeling about some event or some experience of 5 minutes ago or an hour ago does not mean that you don't have an association from 15 years ago that is being triggered. You merely don't see it. And you don't know what the influence is.
And it's fast.
Yes. Now, other than that action of time, another action, and understand that the then feeling will linger. It will not disappear immediately, but it will begin to dissipate. First, it stops, meaning it does not disappear, but it stops increasing. Therefore, you stop the forward momentum of it. Then, to dissipate it, it is a matter of giving your thought process something else to translate. Give your brain something else to think about. And alter your environment to quell the feeling. Therefore, wherever you are, immediately change your environment. If you are in your home, walk outside. Breathe naturally. Walk outside. Give yourself a subject. How many red objects can I find in this moment? Simplicity. Something simple. How many sounds do I hear? How many clouds can I count? How many cracks in my sidewalk? It matters not. The point is you are giving your thought mechanism something else to do. It is not about stop thinking. If you are attempting to tell yourself to stop thinking, you think more. And if you attempt to tell yourself to stop feeling, you feel more, because now not only are you feeling what you were feeling, but you are also feeling frustrated. Give your attention a different direction. If you cannot walk outside, which normally you can, wherever you are, you can incorporate 2 minutes, 3 minutes, regardless of what you are doing. Even if you are in a conference meeting, you can excuse yourself to use the washroom. Don't use the washroom. Walk outside.
That's great.
In that, give yourself a subject, something simple to occupy your thinking, which allows you to stop that feeling from increasing and from continuing. The combination of the breathing naturally and moving your attention in a simple capacity is enough to break that concentration. A worry stone. Hold the stone and rub it between your fingers. When your body is doing an action, it is easier for you to move your thinking. When your hands are occupied, it is easier to move your thinking. Therefore, that is also an excellent added expression. The next step, which is not addressing to yet either, is to begin to find what is enough in your life, in your day. You are already automatically finding what is not enough in relation to anything. Time, attention, love, concern, caring, nurturing, action, productivity, anything. Even food. You are already looking for and finding what is not enough. Therefore, the point is to break that concentration and intentionally move in a direction in which you are finding in a day, throughout the day, what is enough. And it matters not what it is, or in your assessment how small it is. It doesn't have to be anything significant. In addition to finding what is enough, acknowledge that you can. You don't have to have a subject. And you don't have to believe it yet. But remind yourself several times throughout the day, I can.
Period.
Yes. It does not matter what you can. This statement is empowering. I can. That also instructs your body consciousness in relation to all the other actions you're doing or stopping. In this, you're reinforcing everything else you're doing by expressing, I can. It also reinforces enough.
That's great.
Beyond that, that is a beginning point. Beyond that, there are other steps, but I would express that if she can engage that action for, let us say, time framework of 2 weeks, then she may be ready for the next steps.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I almost don't have to have a session now. You talk to my sister, you talk to me. Okay, then. Thank you so much for that, Elias.
You are very welcome.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Okay. I'm going to have a couple of things I want to say to you privately, but I did want to say out loud about public speaking briefly and tell you where I'm at with it. I met with Carla, and I got more information, and frankly, it just didn't resonate with me. Her energy, her ideas are pretty conventional, and I left feeling really discouraged. I did glean some pieces and parts. I am telling myself it was not a waste. It was exploration. And I just left in one way confused about doing public speaking as a format. And then maybe I also decided I don't want to have a few people in my home. I don't want to be a life coach. There's something else I'm doing on a daily basis that is more what I want to do. That's writing, and I think it has something to do with how interactive I am with your information. That's the simplest way I can say it now, and I am updating my book, and my true desire is for my book to speak for itself, because it's so me. I really don't have to say much except go, yeah, that's me, and that's me every day. So my big fat desire in all this is to make a miracle happen there. And to be honest with you, I kind of think that's the right direction. And I'm more relaxed about it. And I just want to be in my home and let the thing take off and generate what I need to generate. And I just think I'm on the right track there.
Excellent.
Do you like that idea? Yeah. I know you have probably, I don't care. I'm just exhausted from spinning my wheels. And I'm trying to land on those things.
But it was an exploration.
Yes, and I...
You incorporated an idea, You explored it.
Right.
And you discovered what you like and what you don't like.
Right.
And it gave you more information.
Right.
Let me say to you, discovering what doesn't work or what you don't like or what you don't resonate with is equally as important as discovering what you do.
Good. That's exactly what I thought. Okay. So, I know this feels so much like the weeks and months and seasons of time before my house fell out of the sky, that I'm pretty encouraged because...
Excellent.
I am very encouraged because the desire piece and the knowing piece are starting to bubble up more, and I'm resting in them, and I'm got to work on the details of... I got really excited after I reread our session from last time and snapped right into knowing, and everything was fine. Then I fell out of knowing because I went to a then place. And that's okay. It wasn't as bad as the last time. So I'm figuring out that I'm very encouraged even when I fall out of knowing, which is different for me. And even if I'm judgmental or comparing or freaked out or all those pieces, it's easier for me to let them go and snap back into knowing. I know, congratulations. Really,
yes.
Terribly congratulations.